Satnam, hello.
Satnam.
Oh, what fun. Who's here?
Satnam.
I'm the car.
Oh, howdy, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
You're from New Jersey.
Hi, dear.
How are you?
Good, good.
I'm excited about the next sessions that we're going to have with Yogi Bhajan.
Now, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the Chaturkam course?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah, I'm going to register for it. I enjoyed Baba Seri Chand immensely. I really liked that those two sessions that we had. And I'm
with Amandeep, weren't they wonderful?
Yes.
Very good.
I wanted to ask you a question. Do we need the picture?
For the Chaturkam course?
Yeah.
Yes, but it's on the site. So you once you register, excuse me, there'll be a link to that picture.
Oh,
and you can print
right
it
now there's a small, tiny picture, so...
Oh, no, you can print this out big.
Siri Gyan, do you know how to get the Chaturkam picture with different color backgrounds?
Well, one thing is you can cut it out and put it on a piece of construction paper. Or the way it's on my site is it's on orange already, but I'm not sure that the orange will print out.
Okay.
But you can experiment with it.
Good enough. Thank you.
Okay.
And how big should I make it?
Oh, just as big as it's comfortable for you.
Mm.
You know, you just want to be able to gaze into his eyes.
So you think 5x7 or 8x10 is better?
I think 8x10 is better.
Okay.
And you know what? Amandeep is going to teach us another course.
Okay.
I think it's going to be in November.
Okay.
And I believe it's going to be on the yogic teachings of Guru Gobind Singh. Can you imagine?
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a 3-part course. I'm really looking forward to that.
He was wonderful. He was really wonderful.
He really, really was terrific.
Yes, he was.
He is. He's going to be, he's going to UK soon. So if you know of anybody in UK, you can tell him. I'm sure it'll be on his blog site.
Mila, New Jersey.
Hello, dear.
Hi, Mila.
Hi.
Hi.
Satnam.
Satnam. We have a beautiful day today.
Okay, so if anybody else is interested in that Chaturkam course, you can go to my site and soulanswer.com, and on the left-hand side you will see one of those little blue links, and it says Chaturkam. Okay, and you get a discount if you register before May 17th. You get live course, and you also get recordings. Oh, and by the way, if you take the live course with the 3 live classes, if you're also a Kundalini yoga teacher, then the week after that you get a free class on how to teach the course. Won't that be fun?
Oh.
Yogi Bhajan wants this stuff spread. Let me tell you, he just wants it spread all over the place. So... says, yes, yes. He says, please do that, he says. Okay, so sit straight, palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breathing. Eyes at the third eye point. Relax into the third eye point. And inhale. Oh. Long deep breathing, and on the exhale, feeling as though it is going out of your heart. Now connect with each other in the class, whether you're right here on the phone or whether you're on the recording. Time has no limits. Long deep breath. Heart breath. And now connect with everyone who needs it. Oh, and everybody who would enjoy it. That's about everybody. And inhale, and exhale, and welcome. And now, if you have any kind of background noises or anything, you can press star 6 to mute yourself. And then when you want to unmute yourself so that you can talk, you press star 6 again, okay? So, let's see, who's here today? Okay, well, this is a little different. I'm just going to repeat what I hear. Okay, what I hear is your own precious heart is here. And I'm asking, well, who's speaking? Well, they're saying your own precious heart. Okay, we'll just go with that. In other words, it's the council of speakers. They're talking about your own precious heart. They say that you can also call us the golden chain of teachers. Okay, your own precious heart. It says that you have no clue how powerful your heart is. No clue. He says those of you who have practiced heart breath have an inkling of the power of it. You can see changes. You can see how upsets are excuse me, there's some rattling and dog and something. If that person can press star 6, it would be very helpful. Okay? Excuse me, that person hasn't pressed star 6 yet. Okay. I'm sorry, it just is real distracting. They say that you've seen with heart breath how amazing and miraculous it can be. You can see how the the breakup. The breakup of, he calls it the breakup of infinity. What does that mean, the breakup of infinity? He says the breakup of infinity as it relates to creation. That's what's going on right now. the created aspects, that infinity has, is laying waste right now, certain primordial deals that it made with creation. In other words, how creation has been structured. You know, we call it the Piscean Age. We call it the earlier ages. It's being mashed up. You know, it's like when you go to build a new road, you have to break up the old road, and, you know, you get out with the jackhammers and the pickaxes and those great big hammer things. Sledgehammers, he says, that's what's happening right now. And many, many people are experiencing that breakup as torrential, as overwhelming, as taking them away, as total loss of self and of grounding, of all connection. But they're saying that your precious heart, he says, start with your own precious heart as your own life preserver to connect. He said, connect with the infinite creation machine, he calls it, so that it may first, you know, have you ever watched a spider make a spider web? It starts by, you know, connecting at one place and then it jumps to another place, creating the thread. Then it goes to another place and makes a thread from there to there and so on. That's how a spider creates its web. He says, now that's what you're doing with your heart breath. He says, please have a great deal of respect and rigor for this energy that comes through your heart. He says, no matter how deeply your heart has been broken, no matter how irreparable you think that the damage is to your heart, no matter how insensitive you might feel according to your heart, he says, please, oh please, he says, disregard that and go deeper. Do the heart breath, move that heart energy. And now they well, I'm hearing as Guru Gobind Singh is now asking you to do this mantra that Amandeep taught us. It's Ad such to God such, Hebe such, Nanakaho si be such. Okay. And we're to do it together five times. He says, as we do this, we understand that our heart is a container of joy, of breathless wonder, of pure, kindest light. It is that spider recreating the spider web, okay? You know, when a spider's home, he calls it, when a spider's home gets smashed up by the wind or something, the spider doesn't get upset about it. Spider just sets about recreating. That's what it does. And they say that's why the Native Americans call the Mother Creator a spider. She continually reestablishes, but without emotion. I mean, without hurt emotions. Okay? So now go deeply into your heart and just do this with me. Okay? Inhale. Ad such to God, Hebe such, Nanaka holy may, Ad such to God, Hebe such, Nanaka holy may, Ad such to God, Hebe such, Nanaka holy such, Ad such to God. Now begin the heart breath. Projecting that sound current out of your heart. Let that cool, fresh air move through your heart. Let it come from your depths. Know who you are. Understand this is a very exciting time. Very extraordinary. Keep this up now. While I talk, keep this up. Because it is we who are here now, who are the pioneers, who are reestablishing. We are reestablishing in these ways. They sound so simple, so invisible, but they want to let us know how secure, how monumental this is as we reestablish. On one hand, the demolition is going on, and on the other hand, the new shoots of the regrowth, the establishment of the, what they're calling the new order. He says that doesn't relate to any of the President Bushes, though. No. But it is a new, he calls it a new factor of energy, a new organizing principle. And he says that organizing principle is absolute connectedness. Total connectedness. And again, on a spider web, you see how each of those threads is organized in such a perfect and beautiful pattern. He says, but what we're talking about is not a static web. It's a pure flowing web of total connectedness. Keep up your heart breath. And it is those veins of communication on a, what we call a subtle level, an energetic level, on a heart level, that are creating the creation which is now forming. He says, please do this. Please very consciously do this. Allow the breath from your heart to create these very fine and very powerful threads of communication and connection. Understand that you're just not a little squirt who wound up here. No. He says you are very extraordinary beings. He says, do you remember a long time ago in one of these calls where you sat at the table, the council of the great beings? He says, that's where you are now. That is your home, and that is where you belong. He says, you are the great beings who were dedicated enough to come to this earth and begin to reestablish. He says, there are other beings who took the job of disestablishing. He says, so don't diss them. He says, they're doing their job. He says, this old culture has to be broken apart, so there are some people who have taken on that job. He said, but for you, you are the precious rebuilders. Always know that. This will happen in your own psyche, in your own body. It will reconstitute your, he calls it your community of elders. And I'm asking, what does that mean? He says, normally, as we grow, as we go through life, we listen to the wisdom of people who have had the experience. He said, this is reconstituting your communication with the wisdom, in that you have a free-flowing connection with our wisdom, with your wisdom, with the deepest wisdom from your own soul. He says that is what is being reconstituted. That is where the greatest experience lies and the greatest direction. And you all have created experience over lifetimes that is meant to receive this wisdom in very specific but very unique ways. So please honor all of the difficulties, all of the wonderful things that have happened, and especially your own healing, so that all of those, they're calling them dead bodies. That means so that all of that expended effort that has been, that you have formulated over lifetimes, can now be brought together in a very succinct, a very powerful, very sophisticatedly connected, whether we call it a mechanism or, let's see, a mechanism or, you know how, he's kind of likening it to the internet. You know how those, no, we don't know how those connections are made, but they're made out there somewhere. Same sort of thing. He says you're building a very sophisticated archetype. He says together we are building the archetype for this new age coming in. Keep up your heart breath. So understand that the pains and the worries and so on are all those old blockages, those old ways of seeing that are coming up now in order to be let go. He says that mantra is fantastic for that. He says, use it. He said, let that be the sweep-up crew. And then do your heart breath. He said, miracles. He says, miracles will occur. And some of you have already experienced those miracles. Breathe. He says, so don't get short-sighted about pain or limitations or change. Don't get blindsided by change. He says, because it's happening, might as well flow with it. Might as well flow with it. Continuing heart breath. He says, we are your council of elders, and that includes each one of you at your soul level. Please include yourself. Know who you are. No doubts. Know who you are. You're not just little abandoned chickens left here on earth and nobody cares. No. He says you are great participants with a life force. As conscious pioneers, it is very, very amazing and special time. Keep up heart breath. Connecting. I should say allowing connecting, not make it happen. Fully allowing it. It has its own intelligence. Good, and he says, keep that up, so you know who you are.
and continue as Mother Spider, Mother Creation Spider. Okay, now feel what we call love. We just generally call it love, but not all that gooped up kind of love, which expects certain returns. It has its expectations. No, it's free and open energy flowing through your heart. Free and open energy flowing from your heart. He says that's where the profound joy comes up. Make it a practice. Make it a practice. And you will see what an effect it has on you, what an effect it has on your family, on your students, on your co-workers, even on your cats and dogs. And he says, even that guy who's having road rage and flips you the bird, he says, send him heart breath. It'll have an effect. Okay. Good. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. And just let that flow from your heart continue. Okay, does anybody have any comments or questions?
Sudhigyan?
Yes.
Hi, this is Guru Ruthie.
Hi, dear.
I did have a question. Last maybe week or so, when I do heart breath, I've had that pain in the heart center.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to know, is that part of this breakup?
Okay, let me just ask. Okay, what I hear is, Guru Ravi, you are a most precious worker of my creation.
Mm.
And he says, yes, that pain is part of the demo crew. He says, I'm sorry, but... he says, what you're feeling is the pain of the transformation. In other words, now you stop me if any of this feels not right to you.
It feels right.
He says, in your agreement, you said you have agreed to take on a yeoman's task of helping to move a great load from the earth. So that's what you're feeling. You're feeling that load of heart pain. So I'm just going to ask, will it... Guru Ravi, does it feel debilitating to you?
No.
Okay. He says, just understand that it's working at a very, very deep level, and that when you do this heart breath, he says, send compassion with it, not concern, compassion with it, to kind of soften it and to let it flow.
Okay.
All
right, thank you. Mm-hmm, thank you.
Sure.
Sergian?
Anybody else?
Sergian?
Yes.
This is Rahmane.
Hi, dear.
Hi. The image of the dead bodies, is that the wisdom within the devastation that hasn't been resurrected yet?
Well, I'll tell you, when that word dead bodies came up, I said, I don't want to say that. But they said, we're not going on until you say that. So, okay. Mm-hmm. What it means, let me just ask. It means all the dead bodies of our own lifetimes. Okay. In other words, our own lifetimes, they are gone. And now is the time to switch the meaning of all that energy, switch the configuration of the energy to be the healed energy rather than, the vestiges, the leftovers that might draw us down.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. And also, I have another question. The way we're saying the Adi Sutra mantra, it sounds like we're saying Nanaka, And I've often wanted to include the women in the lineage as much as the men have been mentioned and named. And Nanaki was, you know, Guru Nanak's sister. I just wanted to ask about the feminine presence of wisdom elders in the council, Mata Gujari and Bibi Nanaki, and along with all the revered brothers and teachers and men.
Actually, when I tune into the council, they are there. Now, I do not change the mantra. This is the mantra that Baba Sirichan gave, okay? His dad, Guru Nanak, did the mantra, Ad such to God such, he be such. Nanak, wait a minute. Ad such to God. No. Somebody help me.
Hebe such.
Have be such, yeah.
Hebe.
No, Guru Nanak, the father. Have be such. And
right.
Then, as Amandeep told us, Baba Sirichan gave the mantra, Ad such to God such. No, is this right?
Hebe.
Hebe such, okay.
Yeah.
So please keep that. And actually, the word Nanak, as you know, it means nothing. And it has to do with a certain consciousness. So don't get wrapped up that he had the body of a man. Now, as far as what we're doing is we, especially as women, we are bringing in the divine feminine and the power of the divine feminine as known and unknown. What do we call them? They are, some of them are spiritual, have been spiritual teachers. There is a whole divine feminine lineage that is unknown, unspoken, but it is as pure and as powerful as the men. Okay? But it, and just blithely, we call that all the divine feminine. He says, but, or they say that that is what's coming in, is the deeply, deeply sacred, soft and powerful force. Okay? Does that answer it?
Yes.
Money? Huh?
Yes. Thank you. It's Yadi Shakti, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Primal earth power altogether. Yes, definitely. Oh, and I just want to tell you, they are they are leading me to teach a course, a three-day course in October called Woman's Magical Mystical Power. So, we're going to do that.
Can I just add something about the dead bodies?
Yes, who is this?
This is Sadanam.
Hi, dear.
Hi. I got up early this morning and there was a dead cat in our front yard,
aww,
a stray one, which is, it's kind of normal for me because animals kind of come this way when they're dying. But so I went to scoop them up and take care of them.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what was right in front of them?
What?
A little M&M. And it reminded me of that story of Yogi Bhajan.
Oh!
And the popcorn and the M&Ms, and I go, oh, it was, so there was, here's this, you know, another death, whatever, but there's that whimsical thing that it's not there either, you know?
Very good. Very,
you know,
wonderful.
It was like, I just went, wow, an M&M.
How about that? Do you want to briefly tell that story? It's such a cute story.
Oh, about him in the theater?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know if I know it. I just remember it was shared it during the course.
Okay, I'll briefly
tell. Why don't you take it? Yeah.
You know, he in his later life, he had a lot of health challenges. So his staff tried to keep him on a very strict diet. But he really was not a person to be controlled. So they were in the movies, and in the middle of the movie, he called
Harimandar Jot, if you know him, called him over, and he whispered to him. He says, now I want you to go out and get me the largest popcorn. He said, I want you to scoop out the top quarter layer, and then I want you to get a bag of M&Ms and mix it in the popcorn. And then he says, and now put the plain popcorn back on it. So Harimandar Jot did it. He brought it back in. And as soon as his secretary saw that this big thing of popcorn come in, she demanded to taste it, to see if it was all right, to see if it passed. And, of course, she got the plain popcorn, and so it passed, and she gave it back to Yogi Bhajan. He got around the rules. So,
Sirigyan?
Yes.
I have a question. It's just an observation that I always, every teleconference and every workshop that I go, the majority is women. Is there any reason for that in this time?
Yes, of course. It says the women are more connected, are naturally, intrinsically connected to spirit. So women feel the call much stronger right now, or much more sensitive to it. It doesn't mean that men are blockheads. It just means that each has their own energy path. Okay? And that's the reason, one of the reasons why Yogi Bhajan taught us at women's camp to open us up to that incredible, deeply powerful energy flow of the Divine Feminine. So, we get to teach it to the men. Oh, and he also said that men marry women because they are naturally connected to spirit. So that really, so they connect to the women to connect to the spirit. Okay, well, thank you so much for all of your questions and comments. We are going overtime here. So God bless you all, and we will talk to you next week. Okay? So, Kehar, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, yay! Okay. Would you lead us in the song, please?
Sure. Okay. All right. Inhale.
May the long-time sun shine upon you. All of us around you, and the pure light within you, guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on.
Inhale. And feel the blessing of this own beautiful flow of power, of Mother Spider connecting. This is who you are. This is who your heart is. Keep it up, oh pioneer daughters, pioneer mothers. Bless you all. Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.
Sat Nam.